It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss here on Native Roots Radio what's important to us in national, local, Twin City, Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On today's show, our sacred animal section of the show, Wendy will be talking about the King Amendment and much more. Our studio will have a guest here from MN350, Michelle Shaw. She will be updating the Block Line 3 party at the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission. Next, we'll be featuring a conversation with candidate for Minnesota Governor Aaron Murphy. And we'll end the show with our very popular segment, which I like to call, What the Heck Does Our Elder Think? We'll be asking my elder, Curtis, on his spin on local and national and Ho-Chunk news. We are pre-America, the descendants of the people you couldn't kill off. For each show we discuss on Native Roots Radio, what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how the natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines that go through our native and treaty lands. This week, we put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering from alcohol and the drug problem. We support all the language warriors that are preserving our language and way of life. We pray for our relatives that have gone through Indian residential schools. Many have passed the trauma down. Kill the Indian, save the man. To our missing and murdered Indigenous Native women, you are not forgotten. My blood is as ancient as the earth as I stand upon. I pre-exist America. This show is dedicated to those who give back, fight back for our people. We are the resistance. We are awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
Wow. Hey, all things are our relatives. What we do to everything we do to ourselves, all is one. Black Hawk. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She is a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state level. Tell us your name, please, and what the heck you're doing here, Wendy.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. So I have two things I want to talk about today. Fun stuff and some not so fun stuff. And I'm going to start off with the not so fun stuff. And I really want to talk about the dangerous legislation that we need opposed. It's called the King Amendment.
Hey, Wendy, what is the King Amendment?
This dangerous and very controversial legislation, it's called H.R. 4879, could undermine hundreds of state and local laws covering everything from food safety to child labor to animal welfare. It presents a major threat to people, animals, nationwide. So, Iowa Republican Representative Steve King is back with his dangerous legislation.
What kind of things will this legislation impact, Wendy?
So I'm going to be reading this information from the Humane Society of the United States. So the King Amendment poses a very real threat to animals all over the nation. For instance, California could be forced to allow the sale of foie gras, a notoriously cruel delicacy produced by jamming a pipe down the throats of ducks and force-feeding them until their livers become enlarged and diseased, despite the state law banning its sale. Georgia and other states could be compelled to allow the sale of dog meat. Illinois and other states could have their bans on the sale of horse meat overturned. Rules in Louisiana and other states preventing the sale of sick dogs from puppy mills could be wiped out. Massachusetts could be forced to allow the sale of eggs from hens locked in crammed battery cages despite an overwhelming public vote to prohibit the sale of these products. Battery cages are so small that the birds kept inside can barely move, and eggs from battery cage facilities have high rates of salmonella.
You know, Wendy, what can people do?
Congress should not undermine the ability of states to protect their constituents and animals. I want to ask everyone to use their voice and speak out against the King Amendment, H.R. 8779. So please go to our Facebook page, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake. I put up a petition, well, that was a lot of P's. I put up a petition from the HSUS that you can sign, and literally it takes like 3 minutes. And I also have a link on there. I made it really easy. HSUS makes it really easy. Just click on the link and you could find out who your legislators are. And if you want, you could even call them. We need to get rid of this dangerous legislation. And on a lighter note, I have some animal fun trivia that's kind of fun. I was talking about it last week, and I kind of ran out of time, and I have a lot of leftover trivia. So
I hope you do a couple of the older ones.
I'll repeat them, and it just takes a couple of minutes. So I'm going to start off with, did you know that elephants are the only animal that can't jump? I didn't know that.
Mm, okay. I can't jump. I hurt my leg.
I know you can't. So also, when bats leave a cave, they always fly out left. They always fly out and go left. And they are the only mammal that can fly.
Hmm.
And listen to this one. The fingerprints of a koala bear are so close to humans, they have, on occasion, be confused with a crime scenes.
Wait, can you read that again?
Okay. What? Listen to this. The fingerprints of a koala bear are okay. So close to humans that they have on occasion been confused at crime scenes.
I missed the fingerprint part.
Okay. The only mammals to undergo menopause are elephants, humpback whales, and humans.
Mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And horses use facial expressions to communicate with one another. This I found was interesting. Listen.
Like Mr. Ed used to smile. What? Wilbur.
I know. So a dog's sense of smell is about 100,000 times stronger than ours, but they have just 1/16th of our number of taste buds. So I'm wondering, would I rather be able to smell or taste? I think I'd rather be able to taste. So, sorry, doggies. Warmer weather causes more turtles to be born female than male.
Hmm.
I'm going to bring a couple of fun things about eagles. Despite having a wingspan of up to 7.5 feet, and a height up to 3.5 feet, a typical male bald eagle weighs only about 9 pounds. And I think our dog Emma, who's a Yorkshire Terrier, weighs also 9 pounds.
Yeah, they have a hollow bone structure.
That's true.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's
cool. Got a hollow bone structure.
And even more trivia from Digga here. It is illegal to pursue, shoot at, poison, wound, kill, capture, trap, collect, molest, or disrupt and bald eagle in the United States. Oh, here's one I said last week, and you were pretty surprised about this one. Whenever you hear the sound of a bald eagle on TV, you're actually hearing the sound of a red-tailed hawk. Bald eagles actually have more of a chirp. In the U.S., if you find a bald eagle feather on the ground, you need a permit to pick it up. Mm. And I said this to you yesterday. This was a kind of interesting one. When a bald eagle loses a feather on one wing, it will lose a feather on the other side in order to keep balance. So I thought that one was pretty interesting. I have about 2 minutes here, so I'll just kind of do a couple of more. Bald eagles mate while free-falling thousands of feet in the air. That's pretty awesome.
Choka told me that, and I believed him, and then I didn't believe him.
You did say that, Dega, on one of our shows when we were talking about eagles. You were bringing up that information.
They fly like an eagle.
Yeah. So here's one that I didn't read last week. Eagles ride the air currents in front of thunderstorms, possibly contributing to the myth of the Native American thunderbird. Did you ever hear anything about that?
I've heard that before.
So that's pretty interesting, right? Bald eagles don't bald until they are about 5 years old. Bald eagles hold the record for the largest nest. And, you know, Robert and I, we saw a bald eagle nest up when we were in Dassel, Minnesota, mm-hmm. and we went there and we saw the eagle's nest. And I remember my mouth, I was just like in awe when I saw this eagle's nest, that it was just so big. I mean, we could have both sat in it. That's how big it was.
Well, and there's many nests underneath the nest.
Yeah. You know, that's pretty interesting. I know.
To all of you out there that think where they're a bald eagle, they're not bald. Their head is white.
And right.
Bald.
Cows can sleep standing up, but can only dream while laying down.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, Wendy, thanks a lot for the very important information.
Yeah, everybody get on our Facebook page and sign that petition for the King Amendment. It's a really dangerous legislation. We need to get opposed. Thank you.
Well, we'll be right back with Michelle Shaw, MN350, and then next featuring Aaron Murphy, our candidate for governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native-owned Meg Mechanical is your local heating, ventilation, and air conditioning professional. Meg has the experience needed to diagnose and repair your heating and air conditioning systems. Whether repair or complete mechanical design, we do it all. No job is too big or too small. Meg Mechanical has completed projects as large as U.S. Bank Stadium and will provide the same great service in your home. Visit magmechanical.com or call 612-655-5339. Please remember Mag Mechanical when you have HVAC needs. Mention this ad to receive 1 hour free service.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. 6 unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the 6 locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, do that again, Wendy.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Awesome. Hey, I want to welcome our guest from MN350, Michelle Shaw. We're going to give you a couple minutes right now to give us an update on the Black Line 3 party. Let us know about the Black Line 3 party, and then we're going to get to Aaron Murphy, candidate for governor.
Great. Thank you so much for having me here today. Next weekend, May 18th and 19th, we're having a big party over in St. Paul. We're going to start off on Friday. Our big kickoff is at the Capitol, so we're going to have a Capitol kickoff and a march to the PUC, so that'll be at 2:30. And we're going to have all the times and everything at our website, and that is blackline3party.org. That's the only event that's going to be at the Capitol. Everything else is going to be at the PUC, Commission building.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find the web or the address for that on our website as well. Then we're going to have a Clean Energy Solutions Fair. We're going to have the Silk Screen Art Tent, which is going to be a fundraiser for an art tent for the water protectors up north. And we're also going to have a community meal in addition to a concert to Black Line 3. All of that is going to be at the PUC on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great, great, great lineup for the concert. We've got Thomas X, Seymour Perspective, Jianthi Kyle, and Annie Humphrey. And we are really, really excited about having all of those guests that night. We also are having an overnight. So anyone who wants to come spend the night in downtown St. Paul, you can bring a tent. Remember that it's on concrete. So bring what you want to make
bring
it comfortable.
Bring your jackhammer for those spikes.
Exactly. But feel free to come spend the night. Then you can wake up refreshed and come to our water ceremony that will be happening at the Mississippi River in the morning there. And then that same morning, we'll be having a Pledge of Resistance signing at the PUC in addition to direct action training.
Perfect. All right. We're gonna bring this up again at the end of section three with Michelle. But that was awesome. You got all that in 2 minutes. Hey, I want to welcome Aaron Murphy, who's a candidate for governor of Minnesota. And I'm so happy that you have some time for us to talk. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Great, great, great. I'm excited to have you on. Now, we've had all three candidates on. Why don't you tell us a little bit of your background to our audience?
I'm really happy to join you today on the radio. And by way of introduction, I want to let you know that I am a nurse, as a surgical nurse on the transplant team at the University of Minnesota many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And left the practice of nursing to work for the Minnesota Nurses Association, the union that represents nurses, and started there as an organizer and was an advocate for nursing at the Capitol, and eventually I was their executive director. And I grew up in a family who loves politics, and it's something that I believe in. It's a powerful tool that we can use to improve the lives of people. And I never ever thought I was going to run for office, but did after I took care of my mom at the end of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She had a bad lung cancer, and she had really good health care coverage, but had to fight with the insurance companies to get some of the treatment that she needed. And at her funeral, her sister said, "You should go do something about that." And so I came back to St. Paul. I grew up in southern Wisconsin in a little town there, but I came back to St. Paul where I have lived and worked for many, many years, and got into a race. And it was very competitive, but I learned how to campaign through door knocking and door knock the heck out of that district and learned from all those stories of the people that I talked with how to represent the interests of the people that live here in this district. And really, I've spent the last 12 years doing that all over the state of Minnesota, which I think is the right preparation to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. And so here I am.
That's awesome. I was at a kind of a debate and saw you this week, and you had a lot of support there, and I think there was a lot of and you're supported by the nurses union.
And the nurses conducted a very, very vigorous screening process, and they put us through our paces, and it meant the world to me to earn their support. Mm-hmm. And they have been, I think, working on their own and independent of our campaign, building support for the things that they care about, right? For single-payer health care, mm-hmm. for adequate staffing in our hospitals, for the health of the people. And we find ourselves in a natural partnership in that agenda. And so they were there at that forum, that Our Minnesota Future Forum, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have continued to build support for this campaign. Been almost 18 months since I've been in the race, and it's been a continuation of the work that I've done for the last 12 years as a state representative and as a former majority leader in the House. And I couldn't be more excited about the upcoming convention in Rochester and earning the endorsement there and winning this election, because I believe that together with the people in Minnesota that we can build a bright future. A future for everybody in the state, and that's what I want to do.
Who, you know, you mentioned education. Can you tell us, our audience about your beliefs on what we need to do about education?
So, as I have done this work for the last bunch of years, it is clear to me that Minnesotans across the state support and want strong public schools for their kids and for their communities. And, you know, I grew up in a little town. I was born in a little town called Columbus, Wisconsin, and grew up in a place called Janesville. And, you know, schools are often community meeting places. They are centers for communities, and families support them. We know that our future rests in the education of our children, and really that our children, they are our future. And it is up to us as the leaders, the adults in the state of Minnesota, to make sure they get their very, very best.
As a educator, as an educator myself, I think one of the things that I'm really key in on is the same amount of funding for all schools, not just the rich suburbs, but also the inner city, which have a lot of needs. And you agree with that, don't you?
I do. You know, I've been in a lot of schools all over the state, and there are schools that are beautiful. They're beautiful. And, you know, you mentioned suburban schools, and there are some beautiful, large schools in some of our suburban districts. And I have been in schools in small and rural communities and schools in both Minneapolis and St. Paul that need additional funding. You know, Governor Dayton right now is pushing for that emergency funding for our schools. I was at Bethune Elementary School a couple of months ago, meeting with a group of educators in North Minneapolis and with some of the staff there, and they were pretty distracted worrying about the state of the budget there, because they were already under a pretty tight budget, and knowing that we were probably going to have another pretty rigid debate about education funding at the legislature. I mean, we're starting to see the result of that with layoffs coming for educators in schools across the state, and at a time when we have a shortage of educators,
right,
with class sizes that are too big, when we know that there are kids that are not getting all that they need in our schools, this is no time, right, for us to be laying teachers off. We should be funding our schools adequately across the state.
Right on.
Sure that,
Aaron, let me bump into here right now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods, where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one of 3 American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Daddy, Daddy, what is Solar Bear doing?
Solar Bear is putting solar panels on top of that home.
Well, why is he doing that, Daddy?
He's trying to save his home. Because of global warming, his home is melting.
Daddy, can we help Solar Bear?
Yes, we can. And so can you. Call for your free estimate, 612-669-1165. And for more information, visit SolarBearMN.com. Solar Bear is Native owned.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. 6 unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the 6 locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today is a 20% chance of rain after 2 p.m. with highs around 63. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 71. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 80. Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants. Make sure the money you spend stays local. Featuring great restaurants such as Burger Mo's, The Bad Waitress, Cafe Latte, and more. Find a full list of restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Jay Selby's, voted Best Vegan Restaurant by City Pages, 169 North Victoria Street, St. Paul, and Solar Bear, Solar Power for Minnesota.
Ooh, hey, we're back here with Aaron Murphy, candidate for the governor of the great state of Minnesota. Welcome back, Aaron. I was cutting you off about the education. Sorry about that. We have to get our sponsors in there and pay bills. But do you have a thought to finish up on there? I know you're talking about the size of classrooms and how important that is.
I'll just close by saying that I don't think that there's a better place for us to invest than in our children in early education, in pre-K, and strong schools across the state of Minnesota, including our Indian schools. We had quite a debate about that a couple of weeks ago on the floor. Mary Kunish Pudin, my colleague, doing an awesome job. Kids deserve a great education. If we're able to deliver it, we got to pay for it.
That's right. That's right, Pini Gigi. So I've been looking over your website here, and I was going to ask you about climate and water and the environment. And you have a lot to say about that on your website. Can you fill in our audience to what your feelings are on that?
Well, I often think about the world around us through the lens of health, and if we don't tend to our climate. And if we don't tend to our environment, it's going to impact human health, and we know that, and it's already happening. So I feel a real sense of urgency around the work that we need to do here to make the next installation on progress to defeat climate change. And, you know, I believe that we should be investing as quickly as we can moving in the direction of renewable energy. It's one of the reasons why I don't support Line 3, because I think if we drive more cost into a pipeline to transmit fossil fuels, it will drive decision-making around the use of those fossil fuels when we need to be moving in the direction of renewable energy. Mm-hmm. I also don't like that pipeline because it goes through ceded tribal territory, and mm-hmm. you know, that's not good. That's no good culturally for us.
Right, or financially for the tribes.
Whether they are outdoors people who live in St. Paul near me, farmers, miners, people value our clean water. They see it culturally as a part of who we are. It's a strategic asset, and we absolutely have to protect it. And I know that there's strong support for that value, and people are talking about it all over the state, and I share that point of view, that we absolutely have to protect our water. We've mm-hmm. got to protect our wild rice. We just had a debate about that
right.
at the legislature. So there are threats to our way of life, to the things that we value, and we have to make sure we're clearly standing up for those things that matter to our human health and our way of life here in the state of Minnesota, and our environment
so,
is a big part of that.
So do you agree with the polymet issue too up there? What they're trying to do is mine all that stuff up there in dirty upper water. So I imagine you agree with that too, that it's not a good idea to have a foreign country come in and ruin our environment.
Well, I think that company is working and has been now for 10 years working to get a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if they get one. They could get their permit before I'm elected governor. And if they do get a permit, then it's my job to make sure that they follow the permit and follow the law, and that there is money set aside if something happens. So I think it is important for me as a governor to absolutely declaratively say, my job is to protect our water.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to follow the law. I am interested in making sure we're not pitting our clean water against good jobs in any region of the state. And last, I'll say, I think we need to do more. And we talked about this at the forum a little bit. We need to do more in the area of research, especially when we think about agriculture and water. What do we do to invest more in cover crops that go to market, to use conservation practices? What do we do to make it easy for farmers to protect our soil and our soil health, and to protect the things that naturally keep our water clean? We need to do that when we think about agriculture and water. We need to do that when we think about salting our highways and our clean water, and we need to do that when we think about mining, either taconite or copper nickel mining up in the northeastern part of the state, to protect our water.
So also, too, you're talking a little bit about higher education, affordable. You had mentioned a few things about that, too, Thursday night.
So a college education, whether it's technical education in a community college or for your baccalaureate education, is pretty expensive now for families. And there is a generation of students who have come through school in good faith and are carrying a significant amount of debt. And I want to make sure that for that generation of students that we're paying attention and helping relieve some of that debt, because it is holding them back from full participation in our economy. And I think it's going to stifle creativity and innovation going forward. And then the state of Minnesota has in the past contributed between 60 and 70% of the funding of our higher education institutions. And we have, through the Tim Pawlenty years, and he was really hard on Minnesota, on working people, and on our state's budget. We pulled back the funding that we have generally committed to higher education. And as a result, our higher education institutions are passing those costs along to students. And that's why tuition is so high for people and for families. So we have to reinvest again in our higher education institutions so that people can go to school and they're not stuck with so much debt that they can't buy a house or start a family, or choose a job that they want to do instead of choosing a job that allow them to pay off their student debt. That's no good.
Right. And I know everything costs money, but I would like to, for me personally, I'm 57 years old, and I remember when I was a kid, you could work a part-time job and go to college and pay for college, and I think it's gotten out of hand in many different ways. These students need to not only protest gun violence, but also what's happened to education.
I'll tell you, Robert, this is, you know, we've seen what has happened with young people in the wake of the Parkland shooting, but I have seen, and I bet you have too, that younger people are demanding more of us and really demanding urgent action on a number of issues that we face and they face for their future. Student debt being one of them, climate change is another, gun violence prevention is another, affordable health care is another, even sexual harassment is an issue that is moving action. And if the status quo of our current politics won't deliver those changes, and young people are saying, I'm going to run for office.
That's right.
I'm going to be active. And that's why we're seeing campaigns for the Fight for 15. That's why we're seeing campaigns spring up around Earn Sick and Safe and paid family leave, because young people understand, and I stand with them, that we have to make sure that Minnesota is a place where you can work, support yourself, and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And right now those conditions aren't present because too few people hold on to power. Mm-hmm. And when they're holding on to power, that corporate control, working families, working people, young people aren't getting the opportunity of their hard work. And I want to change that as the state's governor.
Uh-hoo. So I got a couple more minutes with you. I want you to let our audience know why you're running and whatever else you'd like to say in the next 2 minutes.
I'm running because I want to build our future, and I have faith in us. And we have moved in Minnesota to a kind of politics that is, I think, sterile and separated from the needs of people. And I want to put us back in our politics again, where we inhabit it, where the issues that matter to us are the issues that we are resolving, and making sure that everybody's got a real shot at opportunity, that we're building wealth and prosperity from our hard work. And I have seen in my many years working in politics in Minnesota that we make progress when we stand together, when we engage in conversation with one another again about the things that are hard. You know, one issue that we haven't talked about here, but we talked about at great length at the forum, is the issue of structural racism.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we are the second most unequal state, that's true in health outcomes and education, in earning power, especially for women of color and for indigenous women.
Mm-hmm.
It's true in terms of incarceration and criminal justice. That we should not stand for.
Right.
And that is a topic that I believe we can tackle, but it only happens when we invest again in a kind of politics that is about us, that is ambitious, that believes that we can solve for those problems and build a future that includes all of us. That's what I want to do as the governor for the state of Minnesota.
Well, that's exciting, and I'm so happy that you were able to take time on your busy schedule to talk with us today. Aaron, have a great day, and we'll see you on the campaign trail. That was Aaron Murphy running for governor of the great state of Minnesota. So, Michelle, let's talk a little bit again about MN350 here. We got a couple minutes left before we can let's run through the schedule, what's happening at the big block party this weekend. And there's sleeping over, but no tents with unless you have a hammer or something.
It will be a little tricky, but you can try to do it.
Blow up mattresses work wonders.
Exactly. Yeah. Just sleep under the stars, right? One of the things I want to bring up is, why are we doing this? So we really want to send a strong message to the public utilities commissioners, because they are going to be making a decision in June whether or not to approve Line 3. And so we want to let them know that they need to block Line 3. So we want to do that. And we also want to let them know that we are all standing together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not they approve it or deny it, we are going to stand strong together. A few other things I want to talk about. This is obviously going to be a fun family event. We want everyone to come. We're also going to make it an eco-friendly event. We want people bringing their own silverware and drinkware. We're going to be having
metal straws.
Exactly.
Stainless steel straws.
Exactly. We're going to have water, so you're going to be able to just fill up your beverageware. And then also for people with disabilities, please let us know if you need accommodations. I have a disability myself, so I know that it can be hard to go somewhere if you don't know that your disability can be accommodated. So let us know on our Facebook event page, and you can get there by going to our website, uh, partyline3.org, and there at the bottom you'll see our Facebook event page. And then also for our meals, we do have vegan and gluten-free options for those people who have that. We have limited quantities, so please get there early, but we do have those for people like myself and Wendy, who will greatly appreciate that. So trying to think if there are any other things. How much time do I have left? I know the clock is ticking.
You got 45 seconds. Maybe we can just give a rundown of what's happening Friday again and Saturday.
Yes. So Friday, we've got the Capitol kickoff that starts at 2:30, and then we'll do a march to the PUC. And at the PUC, there will be a few things already in swing. So we'll have the Clean Energy Solutions Fair, the Silkscreen Art Tent. So be sure to bring some T-shirts to have.
I'm bringing my jean jacket.
Yay. And that'll be a fundraising event. So please bring some money to donate. And then we'll have our community meal, which is provided by the grandmothers from up north.
Oh.
So that'll be fun. Some wild rice hot dish. And that is the vegan dish. So I'm excited about that.
I can't wait to try that.
Me too. And then the concert to Black Line 3, and that is going to be an awesome lineup. So we've just got a great, great weekend planned for you. May 18th and 19th, bring your family and friends.
We're going to bring that up again at the end of the show. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back with What Does My Elder Think?
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, forced assimilation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Neighborhood Cafe, 1570 Selby Avenue, St. Paul. Good food, good friends, and Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the sacred voice.
Hey, I want to introduce my uncle, Choka. Curtis, Uncle Curtis West, he always has a great section here. I know you have a lot of stuff, and I'm only going to interrupt you about two or three times, so tell us who you are and what you got to say.
Aho, Pinagigichuske. My name is Mashke Hanazinga. I walk on a white cloud. My colonized name is Curtis West, and I'll tell you right now, my attitude is gratitude today. You know, so I just want to, first thing I want to do is give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Kim. And I want to wish her a happy anniversary. You know, so I want to say happy anniversary to my love of my life. And I want to say hello and ha-ho to all my family and relatives and friends in Four Directions. I pray all is well. And like I said, Robert cut me loose for a little bit here, so I'm gonna go ahead and take advantage of these few minutes. So like I said, all my attitude is gratitude. My shout-outs are a lot of thank yous, you know. So I'm going to start off with some birthdays, you know. So first of all, I want to give a belated birthday from Native Roots Radio here for our favorite Tane Moose.
Hey, Tane. We miss you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And the other one I got to give a special shout-out to is Lucky West. She's my daughter slash cat. She was 4 years old this morning. So,
Lucky.
Yeah, so anyway. Then my favorite and only sister, Mitzi West. Happy birthday, Mitz. And And then I can't forget my grandson, the baseball superstar, Elijah Jones. Happy birthday, Chushke.
Hey.
And then a good friend and relative of ours, it's his birthday too. His name's John Alexander Hunter. He's a CEO and founder of Twin City Lacrosse. So we want to give a happy birthday, a shout out to John. And another one that we took a trip to Standing Rock with, his name is Caleb Twiggs. Happy birthday, Caleb.
Yeah.
And then I like to give shout outs to the elders, you know, like myself, but these ones are a little bit older than me, right?
A little bit.
But anyway, the first one I'll give a shout out to, he's a Ho-Chunk member here in Twin Cities. His name is Mark Cheeto Strassman. So we want to say happy birthday, Cheeto, to him. Another elder, Twin City resident here, Ho-Chunk, is James Cornbread Funmaker Jr. So we're going to say happy birthday, James. And another one, we got another elder over in God's Country in Wisconsin over there is Maynard Rave Sr. And another one is Glenn White Eagle. And last but not least, we're going to have to say happy birthday to Cecil Garvin Jr., I mean senior. I apologize for that one. Am I shout-outs here?
I just got one quick birthday. Happy birthday to Laura Pilot, May 8th. She's my older sister, and I hope you're listening, even though we're... I hope you're listening still.
Hey, happy birthday, Laura. I sent you a birthday card.
I forgot to sign it.
Oh. All right, then, like I said, my attitude is gratitude today. I want to give some shout-outs. First off, I want to say Pinagigi, thank you to all our sponsors and friends and all the support for Native Roots Radio. We really appreciate it. And another Pinagigi we want to give a shout-out from the staff here is that to all the guests that we had. We had 14 guests on our show at the Powwow, and I want to thank each and every one of you for taking a couple minutes to come sit with us. And another shout-out is to the NAH, NAW. And Native Against Heroin. We want to thank again James Cross and his crew. Like my Chuske always says, boots on the ground. You guys got a tough job out there. We want you to stay strong and safe on them ugly streets, you know. Another one we'd like to give a shout out to is Peggy Flanagan and Tim Walls. And a friend of ours, a new friend of ours, is Sheriff Hutch.
Mm-hmm. You
know? And then again, like I said, the Native, I was just going to use that Ho-Chunk word of the day, you know, and it's going to be Nani.
Can I just break in, cut in before
sure.
you get into that? One of the things I just want to say about Dave Hutch, too, Dave Hutchinson, that's running for a Hennepin County Sheriff, is that we need to, one of the interesting things that he said is that 700,000, almost 800,000 people voted in the last election in Hennepin County, and only 300,000 voted for sheriff.
Right.
So if we want to get this Indian fighter, Stenick, off the sheriff, we need to follow through and vote all the way through.
Oh, that's good. Hey, that Ho-Chunk word of the day is Nani. That's mother.
Yes.
So we want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, you know, in Four Directions, you know. Have a blessed weekend.
I know you're listening, Janice Ward. Happy.
Ho-ho. all you mothers have a blessed day, and all you kids better bring them flowers and stuff. And so go visit your mom.
Yeah.
And a special shout-out, too, is my Chuske, nephew, Spencer Charlestrom. He graduates from boot camp, Marine Corps boot camp, June 2nd. So we want to give a shout-out to him like that. And
there are more natives per capita than any other race in the service.
Another shout-out, we want to give a special shout-out to Indigenous Lotus Yoga. And they're following them at indigenouslotusyoga.com. They're at 2489 18th Avenue South in the Little Earth community. And we want to give a shout out to, hope it's the last name or middle name, but we'd like to say hi to Victoria.
Hey, ahoo.
And like I said, again, you know, like I said, Pinagigi out there. And one Pinagigi I'd like to hear, I made my heart sing, is that Pinagigi, thank you to whoever that anonymous buyer was that bought that sacred pipe and returned it back to the Lower Sioux Indian community just recently. So
that was huge, $40,000.
Thank you very much, whoever
it
was.
And the story behind that was one of the people, the 38 that was hung, made that pipe especially for one of the guards, and as a peaceful gesture, and now they were trying to sell it and not give it back to the nation, and whoever bought that Pinagigi.
Go ahead, Wendy.
No, I said that's amazing, and I love that story, so I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you, Dega.
And events coming up, they got the Midwest All-Star Wrestling tonight at the historic Mounds Theater on the east side of St. Paul.
That's right, Jack.
And then something that's always important to everyone, no matter what nation, are the language classes. The beginner's class for Ho-Chunk is on Tuesday from 5:30 to whenever they get done, and then Thursday will be from 5:30 to whenever for the advance. And like it's going to be at the branch office in St. Paul. We have that on our website. And like I always say, you know, they're going to have lunch here. But if you want to bring something to share. And if not, bring your feed bag. And, and then we got something coming up next Saturday. It's going to be the 19th. Native Roots Radio will be broadcasting live from one of our great sponsors, J&S Beans. So,
yeah, we're going to be seeing Mr. Pilot stressed out again on this live shoot.
And then that's another really important one, too. Thursday, May 17th, on Ho-Chunk Nation's area meeting is going to be at 6 o'clock at the same thing at the branch office. And another important one coming May 17th, it's called the Spring Feast Teepee Raisin and Community Meal. That's from 11 to 2:30 at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. That's at 2300 15th Avenue South, Minneapolis. All are welcome. They're going to have a teepee raising and a blessing and a meal to follow.
Any gaga?
Yeah, one quick gaga for you. She told me, said, respect starts at home. The young are taught to respect their elders, their family, their relatives, Mother Nature, and most of all, to respect themselves.
Our gaga is our grandma. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to divest, resist, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake. I've been your host, Robert Pilot. I am awake. The revolution is kicking into high gear. I would like to thank our listening audience and our Pinagigi to Wendy Pilot, our guest, Michelle, and Aaron Murphy, and of course, Uncle Curtis.
We are awake.